In this guided meditation, you will want to find a comfortable and quiet place for you to sit or to lie down. You will want to be able to devote approximately 25 minutes for this guided meditation, in which we will primarily focus on the idea of chesed, of kindness, and our ability to be kind with ourselves, our ability to be kind with others as we seek to forgive others, and as we seek to forgive ourselves on this Yom Kippur afternoon. So please give yourself a moment to get in that comfortable spot. Maybe it's a chair, maybe it's on the couch. Give yourself some time to connect with your body, to shake off whatever you've been doing up until this moment. Give yourself some time to be aware of how you're sitting, that you should be comfortable and able to attempt to quiet your mind. I'm going to give you a moment to connect with your body, to feel the weight of your body, to experience a sensation of your body sitting here, the sense of your head resting on your neck, and your neck resting on your shoulders, the feeling of your back, your lower body, all being supported by gravity. You feel the weight of your body. You're sitting in a composed and dignified posture with your spine as straight as it can be, but not rigid. You are alert and you are relaxed. And you turn your attention to your breathing. Be aware of your inhale and your exhale. You notice the pace of your inhale and the pace of your exhale. Be aware of the temperature of each breath and the pace and the rhythm of each breath. Notice that with each exhale, your body sinks a little bit further into your seat. Your body is feeling warm. You are feeling relaxed. In our reflection today, we start to focus on and bring to mind a time when you experienced a sense of warmth, a sense of connection, a sense of safety with another human being. Let that situation and that experience come into your mind. If your mind is having trouble settling on a situation to choose, you have too many thoughts, just choose the first one that comes to your mind. Let yourself drop into that moment. Be aware of your body. Be aware of this experience in the other person. As much as you can, try to recall the situation, Put yourself back there. Try to recall all of the details. What is the feeling you recall in your chest? How are you feeling in your back? Do you sense the curve of a smile wanting to form on your face or in your eyes? Do you have that feeling of safety in your stomach? Just drop into that moment. Next, bring to mind the image of someone you care about and you have compassion and warmth, chesed and kindness towards this person. It can be someone that you have a positive connection to. Imagine you are with them, sitting beside them, or walking alongside them. Maybe it's helpful to imagine that you are placing a hand on their back or on their shoulder. You are really present for this person and you care about them. Now we begin to wish this person well by extending words of chesed, of kindness. I'll be giving you some of these phrases for guidance. You're invited to use these phrases or choose other ones that work for you to express your wishes of kindness and compassion towards this other person. And using these phrases or ones of your own, silently repeat to yourself, may you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. Imagine that you are saying these words to the other person. Connect with your intention. And we say again, may you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. And again, feeling forgiveness along with that kindness and chesed and warmth for this person that you care about. You say it again, silently, with forgiveness. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. Focus on your breath. Focus on the warmth of your body. Think now about your ability to forgive and be forgiven. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. Next, I want you to think about someone or imagine someone you don't get along with very easily. It may be someone you've had difficulties with for a long time. It may be someone who's usually easier to get along with, but you have difficulties with them right now. Call this difficult person to mind. If your relationship with yourself is difficult at this moment, you may choose to use yourself in this practice right now. To practice offering kindness to the part of yourself that you struggle with. Be honest with what you feel, opening up your heart to whatever is there without making it bigger, without trying to ignore it. Notice any tendency you have to think badly of the person, or any tendency to make the difficult feelings bigger, and let go of those tendencies. Instead, on this Yom Kippur day, you wish them well, silently repeating phrases of kindness. I'm going to use the word you in these phrases again, but you can direct them either to someone else or to yourself. Whatever is right for you now. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. Again, holding the image of this person in your heart, extending wishes of kindness and chesed and warmth. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. For another minute or so, I'll be silent and let you gently focus on your breathing, repeating these phrases, either these phrases or ones that are similar, that allow you to focus on kindness and forgiveness. And now you can gradually let any imagery fade away and focus on being attentive to what is present for you on this Yom Kippur day as you sit here in this space where you are, appreciating the sounds around you, the light, the air touching your skin. Imagine a space that is completely open. Imagine the space that is just full of potential. That empty, open space, full of potential, is this upcoming year. The year is waiting for you. You start to appreciate that you've been doing something soulful and healing in the last few minutes to prepare for that open, ripe year full of potential. You've been consciously cultivating an attitude of kindness, of chesed, and generosity toward others. Before you move forward into that year, while the gates are still open, you begin to think about the change. The intentional change in your attitude and your approach to the upcoming year. You start to think about the actions you will take. Consider the kindness you will put into this upcoming year. And you notice once again the feeling of your body in the chair, the warmth of your breath, and you are resting with feelings of warmth and kindness that you have cultivated. If your eyes were closed, when you are ready, you can open them and return your attention back to the room you're sitting in. Wish yourself a Chatima Tova. May you be inscribed for kindness and goodness and calm in the book of life.